At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always a good day when Kathy O'Leary joins us on the show. It's Magic 106.7.
This might be my favorite thing ever.
I know. Yeah.
David has one version of how they met 35 years ago, and Kathy has another version. So you told yours a few minutes ago. Now we're going to hear Kathy's version. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing, hon?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did you hear any of this? Have you got any of the background on how this all sort of unfolded over the last couple of days?
No.
Oh,
this will be good.
I really have no idea.
Can I just quickly set the stage? All right, so we were out over the weekend with friends, and you, Kathy, keep me honest on any of this. I've been sworn in, and this is like a deposition. It's for the record. We were out with friends, and we were all having a conversation about where you and I met. The story was about something else, but you were talking about where we met at the Public Theater, and is a little theater on Soldier Street Road in Brighton, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I heard you say, you know, I was the stage manager, and David was an intern in the theater. And I was like, wait, what? An intern? I was an actor in the show. And you stopped the story and said, no, you were an intern. And I was like, no, I was an actor. I didn't have a huge role, but I had a couple of lines and a couple of scenes. And you were quite insistent that I was an intern. You proceeded to finish the story, and that was that, but it has stayed with me. I guess.
This is hilarious.
As one would imagine.
So bizarre.
Well, because it is the story of how we met. I mean, it's one of the details of the story with how we met, so that's why it's so important to me. And with that, I finish my
So, Kathy, what's the real version of the story?
Okay, so I'm going to say the only discrepancy in your story about the weekend is I didn't disagree with the fact that you were an actor in the show, but you were categorized as an intern.
Okay.
And I think it had, now in hindsight, I believe there were four members of the cast who were designated as interns.
Yeah.
And I think it had to do with probably paying you less than everybody else.
Oh my God. This gets better and better. I can't even breathe. I know.
No wonder I didn't know.
So she's right and you're right. You were an intern that also was an actor.
Well, here's the
correct
thing.
Correct.
Yes. So I see what she's saying.
I guess my point would be in the telling of this story, and it's a story that we've told, or I've told for 30 something years because we've been married a long. I mean, this happened a long, long time ago, and it's a charming story. But I've never heard the intern word. I've never heard that detail of the story. Yeah, interesting. Yes.
Well, and ultimately, I don't think it mattered a whole lot.
Well, mattered to me.
Oh God, it matters to him. He keeps He's like, I was not an intern. I was an actor. We're like, what?
Now, to be fair, I had like three scenes. One in the very beginning. Oh, one just.
He's adding credentials. The more we talk about it.
Do you remember your big scene was your first scene?
So please, my lord, I might not be admitted. But I was the guy that set the stage for what was about to happen. I think I had the first line.
Yes, you did. It was
show.
A very important role, honey.
Yes. Right now,
no
you just
small part. Yeah,
no
the small actors. Right?
They couldn't have done the show without you.
Yeah. So as I recall, I had three scenes. Maybe not lines in every one, but like one in the very beginning, one in the just before intermission, and one at the very end. And it happened to be Shakespeare, and Shakespeare puts everybody out on stage at the very end anyway, so that almost doesn't really count. I concede that. But I did have lines, and I did feel I was a little...
No.
Well, come on.
You were an acting intern.
Oh my God.
I love you, Kathy.
Kathy needs to be on every break. This is just getting better and better.
You're now part of the show.
I may have miscalculated by saying let's bring Kathy.
I know. You were an acting intern.
Yeah.
Oh my God. In the lower pay.
Great having you on the show.
He will not use the word intern. I don't know why.
There's no shame in intern.
I know.
No, there, of course not. It's just, how do I not know this for all this time? Yeah, that's all. You know, so
this is a great day.
Again,
oh my God.
Probably just an internal management designation.
Yeah, yeah. And you were the stage, to be clear, Kathy was the stage manager mm-hmm. of the show, so she was definitely above the line. Yeah, you know, she definitely was at a higher pay grade than I was. But
Dan's in the background. He might as well be the tree, the decorative tree.
I mean, the public was a great place to work, but, you know, it wasn't Broadway.
Right.
So the checks were not, it was not.
Like, you bought a couple of beers with your check that week. But yeah, again, exactly. Kathy was at
it
a
It was for the love. The
it was
love
for the love of theater.
The
and look, I met my wife, so there's nothing wrong with that. However,
you did,
the story
as
gets
an
told,
acting intern. So.
Yeah, turns out she was at a higher pay grade and continues to be to this day, as it turns out. Thanks for being on the show, Kathy. Love you.
You're the best.
I love you, too. Okay. So, bye, you guys. Have
bye,
a good day.
Bye, you too.
Bye.